Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio and Timeless Media Incorporated. This is a platform to hear from candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. In the WTZQ studio today, we have Jennifer Hensley, who is running for Hendersonville City Council. We're so glad that you're here today. I'm going to ask you a few questions, but first of all, tell us about you. What's going on with you?
Well, I moved here about 16 years ago. I was born and raised in Ohio, and my grandparents and other family members lived here. So I grew up coming to these mountains as a kid. And I grew up thinking this place was so glamorous and so beautiful. And we would go to Sliding Rock when we would come visit and go to get apples. And so I knew that as soon as I graduated, I want to come and live here and make a family here.
It is a great place, that's for sure. Okay, tell me, why do you want to run for city council?
You know, I've been active in various forms of student government and different things like that since I was a child. And I have never been that type of person that can just walk past something that I see is not right or that I see could be better and do nothing. And so that's one of the biggest reasons that I want to do this. I see some areas that could use improvement, and I have a voice and a good sound mind to do it. And I have served on various boards here in the county for the last 10 years, and I've had the privilege of working with both forms of our local government. And that's been really eye-opening for me, and seeing how the government works and how they work together and work with each other. And I want to help kind of forge a really good relationship and responsible growth for the city.
Good. Let's keep talking about that a little bit. Do you believe that the city and the county are working well together right now? And the first thing that I think of is that wonderful building that happened on the Pardee campus, and what a great thing that was. But at the same time, I'm looking at water and sewer now. So tell me about how you feel about that.
I think the the Pardee Health Sciences Center is a really prime example of what really great things can happen when the city and county are working together. And I want to continue forging that with the relationships that I've built with the county and the things that I've done with them. They've done such a great job of diversifying their revenue, the county has, and experiencing growth and bringing in industry. The city, I feel like, has a really great opportunity to continue working with them so that everyone wins.
Now, what about that water sewer thing?
Well, that's an interesting topic. You know, infrastructure is not the fun, hot topic items to talk about. It's not attractive, and, you know, it's not the things that get people really heated up. But it's the basic aspect of our community. It's the blood and the veins and the vessels of your body, if you compare it to our city. And we've got to have clean, accessible water and good infrastructure to be able to continue living safely and to be able to grow. It's really important that we have these things in place and to be able to continue to grow, to offer businesses the option to tap into our city. And that also brings more money into the city. And I'm really, really focused on minimizing the tax burden on the residents and hoping to kind of spread that wealth a little bit with some of the businesses that can come in.
Now let's talk about some of the fun stuff. Tell me about the Greenway and the Acosta Trail. How do you feel about that?
I am ecstatic about the Greenway and the Acosta Trail. The news coming out with our officials, Chuck McGrady, and the Henderson County Planning Board, they all did such amazing work applying for this grant, and I'm so proud of them because this is the first really big step in 10 years. It's been 10 years of kind of a lull with the Acosta, and this was epic news. I am the assistant board chair of the Henderson County Parks and Rec Department, and I also served on the Greenway Expansion Committee, and so we just had our master plan approved by the county commissioners in April, and it was just really gratifying to see all the hard work from so many different people in the community and everyone working together this amazing plan to really bring people to the community. It's a healthier lifestyle. Everyone wins. There's old people, young people, babies, children. My father is 70. He rides the trails here on his bike. And so I'm just really excited about the opportunity to see these greenways actually happen, connect them. I want to see them happen, you know, yesterday, but we're in a really good forward motion, and I'm really excited about it. You know, another thing too is the economic boom in industries that are that some of these towns have seen. The Swamp Rabbit Trail. I don't know if you had been to Traveler's Rest before Swamp Rabbit got built, but going back now, I've trained for marathons running on that trail, and it's just I run past these businesses feeling so excited for them, and so I'm really excited for our community at the I guess the opportunity for us to thrive with these trails.
Well, and you talked about diversifying revenue streams. Would that do that, and how would that do that?
It would. You know, 65% of our city's operating budget currently is from property taxes. And that's a huge burden on the taxpayers. And I really want to see a diversification happen. And I really want to help lead that. The secret's out. And the gig is up. People are moving here, whether we like it or not. I think the 2020 census is coming out soon. And, you know, they're expecting significant growth again. And it's really exciting to see the opportunity for us to continue growing responsibly. But also, I really want to give our taxpayers the ability to see, you know, kind of more of a neutral rate. So, we all just got our new tax bills, and those of us that live in the city, we don't just get one, but we get two bills. And those of us who own property on Main Street or 7th Avenue actually get three tax bills. And, you know, it's really important. I own two properties in the city, and it's important to have a skin in the game and know where that money is going. And, you know, I think we have a really good opportunity to continue to maintain our high level of services that we have here. We have great public safety. We have some of the best law enforcement, firemen, EMS of anywhere around. I mean, we're talking kind, caring, amazing people. And we need to be able to continue offering this same level of services, but not burden the taxpayers with those increase in services. And so by diversifying the ways that we can bring money into the city, I've been speaking to some other elected officials about working together, too, on some different opportunities for us to do that. And I'm just really excited about the future.
Let's talk about the future. If we look ahead to Hendersonville, what are the issues? Is there something really that just stands out as something that you think we need to be looking at or working toward, say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
You know, I think continuing to grow together, working with the county. There's currently a little bit of a big brother, little brother thing going on with the county, and I really feel like by tapping into building relationships with them, that we can all work together on water and sewer. We can work together on, you know, some options of bringing some different types of revenue into the city, protecting our assets. You know, the city owns the water and sewer, and it's important to understand that that's a really big asset that they built. And, you know, valuing that is appropriate. And I think working together and, you know, continuing to build and grow safely and responsibly are really important.
Please tell our listeners how to get in touch with you. What's your website? How can they find out more about your platform?
So I currently have a website. It's www.jenhensleyforcitycouncil.com. I am also on Facebook, and you can send me an email. I have also been having little fun events at my office, which is right across the street from Hendersonville High School. And it's called Front Porch Sitting with Jen. And we've been doing it a couple times, and it's really been awesome. I just want people in the community to know that they can come to me with an issue or a concern. And I don't want to be unapproachable. And I want people to know that I'm here to listen. And if I don't have the exact answer at that time, I'll get it. And I want to advocate for the people in the community. And so I feel like having an open line of communication with people is really important. And I always want to do that and make sure that I'm, you know, serving the taxpayers well and being a really good steward of their money.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you. This was so fun. And thank you guys so much for the opportunity to come.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All candidates who have filed for the Henderson County municipal elections to be held on November the 5th have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.